Okay.
And now it's mixed.
Okay. Hey, Shalom Aboisai. We are in Chavis Halavis Shar HaTshuva at the end of Perek Vav. The Chavis Halavis here was listing the various prompts toward Tshuva. And now he's going to make an interesting point, an interesting, a novel point, which we'll have to study. So he told us there are a few different things that can inspire a person to do tshuva. He listed four. It's interesting because Rabbi Yoina listed more than that. Rabbi Yoina listed six. but whatever the case is, the first that he listed was the most optimal, the most ideal prompt to tshuva is simply the person, because of his own inner recognition, he appreciates who Hashem is and everything that he owes Hashem and says, okay, I have to make changes just because of everything I've been receiving from Hashem this whole time. Nothing happened that threw him off course. It's coming completely from within him. That is, Chavis Halavos puts that down as the top level. The second level is when he is externally inspired. He was exposed to Sfarim, people who instructed him, not under threat, just. He was exposed to people who taught him the right way, and that's considered also a great level, second best. Number three is when he sees the punishment that Hashem brings on others. That was number three. And then number four, when a person himself goes through tzaras, is subjected to Hashem's punishment, and he decides, okay, I better change my ways. So here, the Chavis Halavos is going to grade these four prompts, and he's going to be a bit harsh on this last one, but we'll have to understand what he's saying. Let's see. So we're toward the end of Perek Vav. He says, "Hamatzliach hashav el elikim parim arishonim." The successful person who does tshuva, changes course in the first circumstance, simply because of his own inner convictions. V'tachtov ba'atzlacha u'bekibul, and the next level of hatzlacha and of Hashem's acceptance. Is a person who needed to be externally inspired. Now again, Chavis Halavos, in his great level, is calling this second best. For us, it's very, very, very great if a person does do tshuva as a result of inspiration that he heard. Right? That is number two. The next level of hatzlacha and of acceptance of a person's tshuva is a person who did tshuva when he saw things happening to people around, to others. And under that, in terms of acceptance and in terms of the value of the tshuva, is a person who only did tshuva once he himself was actually afflicted. And he suffered. And he says that this person is the furthest of the various people doing tshuva. He will be the furthest also from Hashem accepting his tshuva, v'lim chol chetoy, and forgiving his sin. Because Chavis Halavos is being pretty tough here. Ad sheyoshuv al Hashem, until he truly repents, v'yare'e min acharoto v'azivo bakosha samechila, and he demonstrates properly, charoto, abandoning the chet, and asking for mechila in his heart, on his lips, and demonstrating it outwardly, until he does all of these to enough of an extent that she yechayev limchaloi lekabel tshuvos evlav al pshav. Until he does these forms of tshuva to enough of an extent that will warrant forgiveness. The Chiddush HaVavos is going pretty harsh on this man. Right? Same person who first does tshuva after he was afflicted. It's almost like shakayach. He says he's going to have to work harder to prove himself. I just want to refer to Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina is generally known as a tough sefer, but listen how he puts it. He frames this rather differently. He says, also, he talks about a person who does tshuva as a result of tzaras. And he says, if a person sins to somebody else and he only does tshuva once he's being pounded over the head, he only comes to try to make up with you after he's pounded over the head, you won't be very impressed and inclined to forgive him. But he says, Mechazdei Hashem shumekabel ha-tshuva mitoy chasor, utihila ratzen lefanov. This is a very different nusach than the Chiddush HaVavos. Says Hashem, part of Hashem's chesed is that he accepts such tshuva, he finds it pleasing. Ve'yoyhav nedova esachoyte b'shuvay adov b'yom teichicha. And he will love the person who's returning to him as a result of affliction. And they bring some warm psukim to this effect. It's like a father who accepts his son's appeasement. So it's interesting. The Chiddush HaVavos is framing this person a bit more negatively, more machmir here. And the Shari Tshuva, even though he's normally known as a tough sefer, Chiddush HaVavos predated the Shari Tshuva significantly. Shari Tshuva is being much easier on this prayer. You do tshuva, even mitoich tzara, you're good, you're fine.
Can you bring a right also to the Shari Tshuva?
The
person gets
malchus,
after he gets malchus,
it's called the Nikla Chichal. The truth is, both of them bring psukim. It's hard to both bring psukim showing Aviyoshev el Hashem v'rachameu. That's not said about a person doing tshuva mitoich tzara, but the other pasuk that the Rabbi Yehuda bought. So you could find psukim that will show that. The Chiddush HaVavos also has his psukim. But the truth is that the Chiddush HaVavos didn't say that such a person can't do tshuva. It's not called tshuva. The Chiddush HaVavos said he's more distant, not as easy. Okay. Now, but there's a big but here. Is a big but here. Even though the Chiddush HaVavos seems to be machmir, I wonder if actually if we analyze the Chiddush HaVavos, we're getting a little bit academic. But I wonder if when we actually analyze the Chiddush HaVavos, we'll find that he's actually saying a bit of a shocking kula. Because how does he end? He says, this person is furthest away from Hashem accepting his tshuva until he can demonstrate charata, nziva sachet, and makosh hazamechila. In his heart, in his tongue. Is he saying, I'm not sure. But what's that? That is tshuva. So is he saying that only this person needs these tonight, that the other ones, they can do tshuva without these things? Like, what is he saying? This person, in order to prove himself, in order to really gain tshuva, he's going to have to do charata and azir sachet and bakasha samachila, which in the Chiddush HaVavos means vidui, right? What about these other ones? The other ones don't have to do that?
Isn't he just talking about the distance of the person from the Ribbono Shel Olam?
Yeah.
So before he does those things, he's more distant.
No.
When it comes to a realization, he's already bringing himself close. When it comes to realization, he just wants to change his ways. He's bringing himself close just by that act. He still needs to do the mechanics. But the very fact that he wants to come close to Hashem, because
tshuva without... That's interesting. Rav Moshe is saying a lamda shechilik here. I hear. I didn't think along the line. I'm going to try to rephrase what you're saying. Tell me if I'm understanding you correctly. I'm hearing a lamda shavot here. There is the mice of tshuva. The mice of tshuva everybody has to do equally. Right? Person who just does tshuva as a result of realizing that I should be relating differently to Hashem. He also has to go through the ma'aseh of tshuva. The question is, you can have a person who, he's very close to Hashem. He has a chiyuv to do tshuva. But he's not distanced right now as is. Right? Just, there's an outstanding mitzvah that he has to fulfill. Whereas you have a person who, no, he's far right now and he has to get himself close through his tshuva. Is that the chiluk that you're saying? That's very interesting. I didn't think along those lines. So if so, you're saying that no, the chavis havavis is not being mechadish, a kula, that only this last person needs charat avida and aziva sachet. By the way, I'll just note that even according to my understanding, charat and aziva sachet are givens, meaning the inherent in the first. A person who decides to do tshuva because he realizes that he owes it to Hashem, that is by definition charata. And the tshuva means, by definition, aziva sached. L'chayre, the only nafkamina would be the vidu. Is there a chiyuv of vidu? Whatever the case is, I think that what you're saying, I hear. You're saying that they both have to do tshuva equally. They both have to do the same tshuva. Just that the first one is in the ballpark as is. He's close to Hashem, just. You have to make sure to do the tshuva you need to do, right? Like a person who it's already nighttime and he hasn't davened ma'ariv yet. So you have to daven ma'ariv. Whereas this person is distant until he actually does it. It's interesting, I hear. I wonder if we can also suggest that he requires a more intense level of these things. A more intense level of the bakashas mechila, of the charata, of the aziva sachet. I don't know. But okay, but whatever it is, you're definitely taking the edge off the chiddush. What's that?
He says in English.
What's that?
This person,
a third possibility of Shmuel suggesting. Yes, what's that?
That he desists from sin, children want to desist from sin and ask forgiveness in his heart, speech, and every motion.
Yeah.
To such an extent that he deserves to be forgiven. Sounds like he's like, once he reaches that point, it's like he got to the saturation point. He deserves to be forgiven
of
that.
So I think that you're giving an added knach. I think this is you're adding to my second suggestion. Meaning, he requires a more intense level, but you're giving the tom here. You're saying he has to do a more intense level to the extent that, again, if I'll kind of put you saying into other words, if we usually say that tshuva is gzeras hakosav, chesed Hashem, even though. Maybe appropriately, Hashem could say, what do you mean? What you did doesn't necessarily, you don't necessarily deserve to get off the hook so easily, but Hashem does it bechesed. Rabbi Shmuel is suggesting that that's how it is with these other categories. With this person, he has to do it to such a degree that now it's already not a gzeras hakosav anymore. It's not a chiddush anymore. Such a person, he deserves to be forgiven because of the lengths he put himself through. I hear. That's another a good chap. I hear, Yasher Koyach. Whatever the case is, I'm noting again the difference in approach between the Chavis Havavis, who's much harsher on this person, especially according to what we're saying now, that no, he's not introducing a special Chiddush of Akula. The Chavis Havavis is harsher on this person and sees him as like, do you really deserve to be forgiven? Whereas Rabbeinu Yoina is coming and saying, no, part of the Chesed of Tshuva is that yes, a person comes and says, Hashem, you banged me over the head, please forgive me now. And Hashem, where he says he loves him, oyavim nedava, and accepts his tshuva, mamish, wholeheartedly. Okay, very, very interesting. You have to make sense of these different implications of the Rishonim. Okay, the next perek Zayin, is going to discuss the mafsidei hatshuva. We introduce the subject, and okay, we'll see Bezos Hashem next week, Pli Neder. A guten Shabbos.
Shabbos to you.
Shabbos, good Shabbos.